Time now, the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. 3 out of 4 on the road, Tom, is golden. Any coach will take it, but you even said in the postgame, you get a little greedy, and boy, 2 more points could be huge come the end of the year, couldn't they?
Exactly right, Schultz. And you get that way because we stubbed our toe early in the year, and you and I have talked about it, you know, many times, and you like to get a few of those games back early at home that we should have won, but we didn't, and for whatever reason. And so once you do that, you're trying to make up ground, and sometimes you're trying to make up unrealistic ground.
Saturday got a little dicey as the game went on, but I've seen you guys play a lot of games in that building, and they're always chaotic from the drop of the first puck. I thought you guys controlled play enough where it wasn't as frantic as it normally was here. You agree?
I do. I mean, I think our turnovers, Schultzy, we were under 20, which usually we're 20 a game. We were 20 for the weekend, and we managed the puck well. I thought we played a little bit like them, which you have to do. We kept the puck in front of us. We didn't let them get behind us. It got a little frantic and dicey, as you said, in the third period, which when they had a lot of desperation in their game. But overall, I was very happy and proud of our guys.
Stats can be interpreted lots of different ways. A couple of them that stood out to me as we visited with Chris Bergeron a little earlier here in the pregame show. Plus minus, to me, is one of the most important stats. They hardly have anybody that's a minus right now. Is there a stat that you have that you, it's your go-to stat for proving that it's not just passing the eye test, that a player is actually playing really well?
Well, there's a few of them. I mean, it all depends on what you want to look at from an analytical standpoint, but we like puck recovery. Because puck recovery, and no, you know, it's not a stat that the fans would know, but we know. But a puck recovery is how fast you're getting to a loose puck and how you're keeping a puck alive and you're maintaining possession. So that's a possession stat, which we feel is advantageous from an offensive standpoint. Plus, it's a work ethic stat. It's a work ethic stat. So we like puck recovery. And again, plus minus is, you know, is a pretty good stat too, but I think you can also you can overlook at the plus minus. I'll look at Sam Wendell, and Sam Rendell last year were a minus, but they were going over the boards against every team's best line, and they were going over the board on every defensive zone faceoff. So you're only going to survive so long doing that too. So you have to make sure again that you don't get consumed with some of those stats. But there's some stats that obviously again are very important.
I haven't looked at plus minus actually this week, but I know going into last week, Graham McCormick was your leading scorer that was on the ice, and he's got your worst plus minus.
Well, I think a couple of, we gave him some shorties earlier in the year too. So you're out for a shorthanded goal, you're getting a minus as well. But you know what, Schultzy? That you're exactly right. Like Graham, there's a few shorthanded goals. Plus, if you take a look at our team right now, the majority of our goals, the first 10, 12 games, I think after 12 games, we had 14 power play goals. So you're not getting a plus for a power play goal either. So there's a lot of, you know, we were struggling 5-on-5. And, you know, it's hard 5-on-5. And what's happening right there is, what tells me why Burge's guys are pluses, they're giving up some power play goals too, though their penalty killing is about 79-80%. So they're not getting scored on 5-on-5.
Goals for, goals against really stands out to me as well. As I was looking at the standings on the way back on the bus last week, their goals for, goals against in league is actually a touch worse than what yours is. They're in second place, and you're sitting 5 or 6 spots behind them. This league doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, it doesn't. That stat, I mean, there's no conventional wisdom when it comes to that statistic. They're a +3, and we're a +4. And we're giving up the same amount of goals, and we're scoring the same amount of goals. And it's weird, but again, we found a way to lose some of those tight games, and they found a way to win some of those tight games.
More on Tom Ceratore when we return, the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratore. Bowling Green, Tom, is a team that you've struggled there, they've struggled here. How much does a home ice advantage play in a league that is so tight?
Well, I think it always plays into it. That's why you got to take advantage of it. And we didn't take advantage of it early. And that's, you know, it's still obviously just, you know what, kind of, you know, it sticks at you a little bit. But it's important, Schultzy. And then when you win on the road, it's such a shot in the arm as well. So it goes both ways. But I think we all realize home ice advantage, home field advantage, home court advantage, home whatever advantage is an advantage.
They're a team that does not really like playing defense. Is this the team that you cannot dump and chase against?
Well, you have to. Again, it's like anything. If there's three of you and three of there, you got to chip it. You got to chip it and go get it. You know, there's no question about that. We still want to try to create a situation where can we create a situation where our forwards are going against their D down low Absolutely. Now, if they're going to obviously get a head start and on their retrievals, they're going to relieve pressure. That's the biggest thing, but it doesn't mean you can't still get a puck in and forecheck. You can, but you have to have good dumps, and you just have to get pucks behind them, and you have to have good speed through the neutral zone. So, no, I don't think that, Schultz. The biggest thing is, though, you're not going to see a team that's doing a lot of D to Ds, and they're not going to backpedal with a puck. I mean, they're going to get it, and they're going to get rid of it. So I think you have to read the space and the gap that you have as the first forechecker.
A team that likes to get it out that fast, you can't really put your head down and get back up ice on a back check, can you? I mean, you got to know where everybody is. You can't just head down and go, can you?
Yeah, and I think most of it, Schultz, it's not on the forecheck. It's more in the neutral zone. Like, they'll relieve pressure on extended chips, on deep chips. That's when they're going to get rid of the puck more. So that's when you can't overcommit two guys. You know what I'm saying? But in the offensive zone, it's a little different. If you get the puck deep, I mean, hey, it's like anything. They got to go back and retrieve it too. And I'm not as concerned with that as I am with just, again, once there's an extended chip, our neutral zone, we're not going to create many turnovers, I don't think is what I'm getting at right there, because they're going to get rid of it quick.
Your power play has been shut out now for a couple of weeks. As much video as is watched now in college sports, not just college hockey, but in college sports, people figure stuff out, don't they? And you got to reinvent your power play at times, don't you?
Absolutely, Schultz. You do. You have, and I don't want to sit there and say reinvent totally. You got to tweak. I mean, you have certain structure, and you have structure that the guys like, and you have success with certain structure. But then within that structure, you have to make some modifications. There's no question, Schultz. And I think we're working diligently on that, because you hit it on the head. Teams not only know what you're doing, but they've also, by this time of year and the second half of the year, they've seen the same overload, the same 2-3, the same 1-3-1 by many different teams, and they know how to kill it pretty good.
Can you, for lack of a better term, draw up a power play based on a team's penalty kill? I mean, they've got to have some of the same structures no matter what kind of power play they're playing, right?
But you can, Schultz. See, there's certain penalty kills that are a little different. I'll use us. We're kind of a box penalty kill where we take the dot lane away. We don't let teams roll on us. Where teams who want to work a strict diamond, like actually Bowling Green's a strict diamond, you'll be able to roll a little bit more. You'll probably get a little more motion, a little more movement. But the negative you have there, there's not a lot of room in front of the net either. What they do is they collapse. They've got numbers in front of the cage. So you have to try to get more second chance opportunities. Where, again, probably the negative of the way we kill is that you're not going to get as many point shots, and you're not going to get as many second chance opportunities, but we're probably a little more vulnerable in front of the cage. So it's just, again, how you prefer to kill. And again, you're right, there are nuances with kills that you have to do. You have to have a little different structure on the power play.
How's your health?
Not great. We're Justin Bodry is going to be out this weekend. Jerry's out this weekend. Fitzgerald, Miles is still out. But again, Bowling Green's health isn't great either. A lot of teams' health isn't great, and that's why you have a team of 27, and guys have to fill in, and they got to do the job.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.